The world is not created perfect. God does not give us a perfect world because Hashem wants us as partners to help Him perfect the world. In fact, this is one of the major theological questions. I don't know if Rabbi Aaron spoke to you about this. Okay? Perfect and perfecting. No? Did you have this discussion? There's a magnificent article in Rav Kook. I think it's in Orot. Okay? Shlemut v'ishtalmut. Perfection and perfecting. If God is perfect, okay, then He can't become more perfect because He's already perfect. But if He can't become more perfect, then He's not perfect. Right? Now, my wife knows that I'm perfect. And yet she also knows that I can certainly become more perfect. That's what I hear. Right? How do you deal with that? How can God be perfect and yet become more perfect? So there are two ways to deal with this question. One way to deal with this question is that the question is ridiculous because we're trying to put God into a box. And we're trying to assume that we understand the ways of God, and that's not true, and therefore God can be perfect and still become more perfect. That's one way of looking at it. And don't worry if that didn't instantly make sense to you, you'll go home and think about it. The other way to understand that, which is what Rav Kook says, is that God is perfect. But God created the world in a way that God can become more perfect through us. When we perfect the world, through us, Hashem becomes more perfect. We become vehicles for bringing Hashem into the world, for the perfecting of God. That's an unbelievable idea. And believe me, that's something to think about for a long time. Very deep idea. Okay? Okay. So 6 days a week,